Podcast. I am your host, Aka Kandelo Kandepue, also known as Aka. Well, one of my favorite things to do is my intro. But again, one of the coolest things that is happening to me right now is my second birthday on my podcast. Drum roll, please. It's so exciting that I get to do this year. Like, you know, when I was coming up with this podcast last year, I never thought that I could reach my birthday. Sometimes my birthdays are also a way of me starting a new year. So apart from the 1st of January, my new year starts on my birthday. So I'm very just grateful that it's my second birthday and the podcast is still here and I get to just to share my story, share my work, and just entertain you all. Well, let's get into thoughts when it comes to where I'm at as a person and what am I thinking of in this season and what's the shift happening. I was having a conversation with my friend Miana earlier and I was like, your mid-20s are like the hardest part of your life. And because maybe you're also trying to figure out adulthood, you're also trying to kind of be your own person and have your own identity. I think it would be weird. Like, I don't think anyone would think I would be having these struggles because I am doing great. I do have amazing stuff happening in my life. I have an amazing family. I have amazing friends. It's just the part where I'm celebrating my birthday, which I don't. I don't actively celebrate my birthday. Even on the actual day, I actively just not anywhere. So, yeah, I think that for me, my 20s, or this past year, since my birthday last year, has been one of the most challenging. Because university was such a baseline. Right now I'm in society and I am trying to kind of just figure out what is happening in my life. Where am I at as a human being? Who do I want to be? What values do I want? And what type of relationships do I want to be? What type of friend do I want to be? What type of a daughter do I want to be? A granddaughter, a girlfriend, a business partner? You can imagine having all those sort of questions, and that has been running in my head the past 1 year since my birthday last year. It's, oh my goodness, I want to be the perfect daughter. I want to be the perfect employee. And just perfection is very different, I guess. So, yeah, something that is just in my space and I'm everywhere. Yeah. So, going back to my conversation with my friend, Mian and I were talking, and I don't like to celebrate my birthday for so many reasons. I get so emotional. I miss my grandfather a lot. The first 18 birthdays of my life were the best. I know I still have a long way to go, and I still get that it will get better with time. I just don't want to, and I think that actively being that person that is, hey guys, I just don't want to be reached. And also, I'm a type of person that if you don't talk to me all the time, like you don't text me, we don't call so much, I feel like it's very anxiety inducing to have so many phone calls go away. So actively what I have done for my birthday is remove it on social media. Like, if you're gonna post about my birthday and not text me, please don't expect anything from me. I am that type of person where, like, hey, I do appreciate the messages, the calls and everything, but it's also my time to kind of just dwell in myself, really. This episode is really just me sharing my thoughts on birthdays and just life in general. One thing I have been struggling with the past year has been the things I should do. Crazy, right? It's a lot of you should do that, you should do that, and it's so crazy. I'm just like, why do I need to do that? And I genuinely feel like most of the time is when people tell you, you have to do that, you should do that. There's like a shame attached to it. I feel so ashamed that I don't want to do that. And again, me being me, it's a lot of struggle because I'm always like, I feel sad when I'm not being helpful. I feel sad when I'm not in my people pleasing and I don't have empathy. It's like, oh my goodness, how do I make that person feel better? How do I go an extra mile for that person? And being in your mid-20s, you kind of start hearing, oh guys, my favorite is, when are you gonna get married? How's your boyfriend? How's that? Like, I have never been in an environment where I've experienced that a lot, but I guess I'm old now, I'm an auntie. Is how actively that's a question now. Actively, it's okay, how's your boyfriend? How's that? Don't you think you should get a permanent job? Don't you think you should get a partner? Don't you think you should do this? Don't you think you should do that? I don't know if I'm the only person experiencing this in their mid-20s, but hands down for the people older than us, like you guys have been going through this. And you didn't tell a sister? So I think one of my biggest challenges this year, the past year, has been the things people think I should do. Like, it's been the most uncomfortable conversation I have experienced because it's a lot of, you should do that. And I, for one, I'm always just like, I don't want to do that. So yeah, very interesting that the shoulds are happening. I'm really trying my best to see how that's going to fall. And I think that mostly if I say a lot of, I should do that and I should do that, makes me rethink everything. So for every single time I have found myself saying, I can't do that, and I should do that, I should be more polite, and I should be more termed, and like, I should be in a relationship, and I should be the best girlfriend in the world, or the best daughter. It really now starts, I start to question where I am as a person, and how that looks like for me. So yeah, it's the shoulds that have happened, and I'm very kind of grateful that I'm self-aware enough. So that's been like my biggest challenge, something I still struggle with. The other thing I am having challenges with is outgrowing friendships. Again, I'm such a holder, and I have realized that there's a lot of relationships that I am transitioning in this year, and there's a lot of relationships that I am outgrowing. So being in a space where you're like, okay, great, I am outgrowing this and I'm this person, what does that look like for me? Again, I am such a holder. I have major attachment issues. I like certain things in my life. I like certain routines. So that's why I'm also very skeptical about certain things around me. So yeah, when I just look at the, oh my goodness, I miss that, I want that, and just realize like I'm growing, outgrowing a lot of relationships, which also makes me sad, I guess. So part of being in your 20s is, I guess, outgrowing relationships, which is sad. I'm such a holder, so I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm no longer friends with this person. And because relationships are two-way, it's a two-way thing, you can't really do this alone. I'm like, I can't believe I'm not friends with this person anymore, and it's so sad that I'm not. And it's a lot of that, so that's what makes me more sad. A lot to be grateful for on any given day. It's just that I'm in a space where it's like you're shading a lot of stuff and you're like, that's so sad that's going, but you also don't have control about how that's gonna end up. So yeah, I'm also just reflecting on my year. I feel such an adult. I feel like an adult. Well, things I am grateful for this year is my friends, my family. I think that I kind of have the best people in the game, so I'm so grateful for that. I'm also just genuinely grateful for myself, for holding it down when it comes to myself. I think we don't give ourselves enough gratitude to withstand a lot of stuff and to be resilient and be there. So yeah, shout out to my grandparents. I think every year I'm always like, shout out to my grandparents for raising one of the best girls in the world. Legit. I think my grandparents did a great job with me. On any given day, I'm so glad that, no shade, but I was raised by my grandparents and not my parents. I think that I wouldn't be where I am. So now that I am reaching a point in my life where a lot of things are transitioning, a lot of uncomfortable conversations are being had, and a lot of you are no longer a kid anymore, and I'm like, I'm just a girl on any given day. I'm genuinely just grateful for that. Like, really, really grateful that I am. So it's my birthday. I plan to just chill. Like, I am such a chill girl. Like, I plan to not answer any calls. Like, I am picking up my grandma's call and I am not resharing anything, so you really can't beat me on this one. But yeah, so that's like some of the thoughts I wanted to share on my birthday. I am very grateful, very excited. I'm always excited about my birthday after my actual day has passed. I think that the pressure is off. No one is really trying to reach me and I don't really have to show face. So yeah, what a milestone. What a girl Aka has been. Third party conversations. And a lot to be grateful for. A lot to be happy. And yeah. So thank you so much for celebrating my second birthday with me. I'm really grateful for the podcast audience. I think that you guys get to have like the raw me, the happy me, the sad me. And I guess birthdays will always be something very skeptical to celebrate, but very grateful that I'm here. I always say this at any given point, I don't take for granted that I'm alive, because a lot has happened in a year and a lot to look back for and a lot to look forward to. And yeah, just that. And I can't wait to see what next year has in store for me and us, and what type of growth we'll be talking about. And yeah, so before I end, I just want to shout out to me. Shout out to Aka. I think you've done great the past year. I think you survived. And we kept the podcast, so what an amazing thing for you. And I'm so proud of you, and keep thriving. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. It's my birthday. Hey, I don't sound as excited, but I can't wait to just be excited about it. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you so much for celebrating my second birthday with me here. And yeah, shout out to everybody. Bye for now.